Okay, we are Backyard Football. Sean here with Brandon. And welcome to the 2011 football season. We do have a third member of our party, but she's already bailed on us for the first night. So maybe maybe next time we podcast, she'll be available. Her name is Lindsay. And football is here. What? How you feel?
Finally, it's just the best time of the year. You know, football's back and we can all just sit back on Saturdays and Sundays and for another couple months and have some fun.
And stop talking about the lockout, right, which is exactly what we're not going to do because we're going to talk about it. Did it did it affect negatively or positively for you the NFL or the season or anything like that?
As far as me liking it or...
Yeah, or what's the, what, you know.
I think... Overall, I was a fan throughout and never really lost hope that there wasn't going to be a season. I think it'll affect some teams. I think the good teams will be good.
Yeah.
The good teams from last year will still be good, right, and the teams that were struggling will probably still struggle, at least at the beginning.
Yeah, I think it's going to be I talked to Dave Lapham, Cincinnati Bengals offensive lineman for several years and the voice of the Bengals now, and he said it's going to be a really interesting first several games of the NFL. We're going to see nothing. We've seen nothing like it ever in the past. And I agree. I think teams with new coaching staffs,
new quarterbacks,
new players, you know, they've really only been together for a month and a half. And we're in previous years, you know, they start, I think, OTAs, you know, at the, or voluntary workouts in late March,
right,
or April. So I think that, we're going to see something we haven't seen. I agree with you that the teams that were good and have a good, solid organization are going to succeed. I hated the lockout, personally. Mm. However, when it was over, it was better than any other offseason because, number one, the sense of relief. We're going to have a season.
Right.
No preseason games, minus the Hall of Fame game, were missed. And I just... All of the transactions and the moving and the shaking usually takes place over 4 or 5 months, took place in
a week,
3 weeks.
Yeah.
So I thought it was very...
It was great. Yeah, it was great to watch all the news happen, as you know, following Twitter and seeing all the stuff that was happening, like, lightning fast. And you know, before you knew it, the first preseason game was here. Usually the off season is months and months, or your team picks up A and B, and then you have to wait 4 months to see him on the field, and this time it was 2 weeks, you know.
Right, or they pick up A and B, and then they don't pick up C for another month.
Right.
You know, and then you don't see him for another two. I agree with you on that. It just happened so quick, almost too quick, but it was so awesome that, like, every 10 minutes, every team had something going on, it seemed. Did the lockout do anything to hurt football? Obviously not between you and I, but between fans.
No, I don't know.
I don't think so either.
When it kicks off tomorrow, I don't think you'll be able to tell there ever was, as far as the fan excitement, you won't be able to tell that there was ever anything missed.
I think it's a testament to how popular football is.
Right.
That besides a couple of fans and players and team owners complaining and moaning throughout the process.
Right.
When they said the lockout's over, it's like the lockout never existed. And I think that's an incredible testament to the NFL.
Right. I agree. And the interesting thing will be how they, because I think there's still this HGH thing going on about how they're going to test it. And so there's still a couple things out there that they still have to resolve. But overall,
but who cares?
Football's back, baby.
Football is back. 2011. Okay, big news in the NFL, probably bigger than anything else going on right now. For the first time since the end of the regular season of 1997, in a name of Jim Harbaugh, the Colts will have someone else at quarterback than Peyton Manning.
It's sad to see a streak like that go to an end, but yeah, it's a situation there in Indianapolis that seems to be developing as we speak.
Yeah, and kind of breaking for us while we record this, the new report is a radio host out of Indianapolis who trusts his sources greatly says that Peyton Manning is to miss the entire season. Plus, he's already had a second procedure on his neck.
if that's true, the Colts are a 4-12 team.
You know, what's funny about the whole thing is Peyton Manning is obviously important to that team, but you don't really know until he's not around. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can speculate while he's playing, like, how important he is. But now, all of a sudden, you know, nobody on that team scares me.
No.
Dallas Clark doesn't. Reggie Wayne doesn't. The running game? What running game?
Right.
You know, and that's...
Reggie Wayne is a... He's getting older. He was a top-tier receiver in his day, but the other receivers there are names. We know about Austin Colley, and we know about Pierre Garçon because of Peyton Manning. I don't think that those guys would, in Cleveland, for example, would you know,
right.
would be a top-tier
exactly.
receiver.
I mean, Peyton Manning makes you a way better receiver than you make him a quarterback.
Right.
What's interesting, I heard a radio show talking about the Colts running game. Now, this is before he was even to miss the opening weekend. They don't need a running game because you have Peyton Manning. He passes, mm-hmm. and then
yep.
the pass sets up the few times they run. Well, I bet they'd like to have a running game now with Kerry Collins at quarterback, Mr. 40-year-old right. who just like got to the team
right.
headquarters 5 minutes ago.
You wonder how much they told him, if they told him he was going to have to start a few games or not, because... if I was him, I'd be like, whoa, what did
right.
I get myself into?
Know? Well, now it kind of makes sense how much money they paid him. I want to say they paid him around $4 million or $5
million. Right.
If they knew that Peyton Manning was coming back in week 2 or 3 or 4 or 5,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't think you would pay a seasoned veteran, whether you like him or not. He's had a decent career, Kerry
right.
Collins. Why you would pay him that amount of money to come out of retirement. So I think this is a bigger problem than anyone's letting on to.
It's obvious that, I mean, it's shocking to me how this has been going on for a while, and it seems like he only had the procedure, in what, July or June?
Yeah.
And this has been going on before that, so why he chose to wait that amount of time, there's just all kinds of weird circumstances involving this injury, and the Colts are being pretty secretive, and
right,
and Manning isn't speaking, and it's just, I don't know.
So with this being said, do you like the Colts or the Texans this weekend?
This weekend?
Yeah, week one.
I like the Texans.
I like the Texans too.
And the Texans can run the ball, and the Colts have been suspect
yeah.
against the run. So.
And then you're going 4-12 on the season for them without Peyton.
If Manning's gone for the season, I think they're a 4-12 team. I don't see any other talent on that roster without him.
Yeah, I agree with you. So it remains to be seen what happens in Indianapolis.
I hope it's not true.
Being that we both live in Cincinnati and we do the podcast in Cincinnati, and I am a huge Bengals fan, and Brandon here is a huge Browns fan, which is why this podcast goes, we would be remiss if we did not mention Battle of Ohio, baby.
Week one.
Week
Start out the
one.
Season with a bang.
And as pathetic as both teams were last year, it's always exciting. Bengals Browns, especially when it's the first game of the season, especially where, and in particular the Bengals case, everyone's picking them to finish last or 32nd in the league, and they have nothing. They're going to win 0 games or 4 games or 2 games, and obviously the lack of Carson Palmer, Chad Ochocinco, and T.O. and mm-hmm. others. It's an interesting game because of the history between the two teams. Obviously, Paul Brown founded the Browns and then got fired and founded the Bengals. And, it's funny that the team that owns the Bengals are the Browns.
Right.
so there's that whole dynamic with the whole series, and obviously the Battle of I-71, which is the highway that connects the two cities. And Cleveland being a team that has some of the most passionate fans in all of football makes it even more interesting that it's in Cleveland. The Bengals lead the series 39-36, thanks to that late season victory to get us to 3-12 or something. But What do you think about this matchup? I actually think it's going to be a really good game.
Well, it always is.
Yeah.
These two teams don't historically blow each other out. There has been a couple examples of that, but one that I can remember in 2006 or 2007 when Romeo was the coach and Braylon Edwards was on the team, and it was a blowout. I don't think the Browns even scored a point. But, yeah, it's usually historically a close game. It's usually a weird game. Usually, you know, a couple years ago, we had a few years in a row where the winning team was in the 50s and points. And
there's a few. A Cincinnati won 58-48, and then another one, Cincinnati lost 51-45.
Right.
Yeah. So
yeah. So it's I don't know, something about these two teams brings out bizarre occurrences, and no matter what the record is, usually it's a good game.
And looking at it quickly at the all there hasn't been too many blowouts.
Right.
You know, it's always close, either a high scoring game or a low scoring game.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, obviously, both were extremely close. Right. Cleveland won the first one 23-20, and the Bengals won later in the season 19-17.
Right.
So close matches. I think when you look at both teams, you can take players, obviously, coaches, coaching schemes. I think you can throw it all out the window, and it's just. There's something underneath this game, and I don't know if it's just exclusively the Paul Brown factor. I don't know if it's
the proximity of the teams.
Proximity or the Browns leaving and then coming back. Maybe it's all of those. Mm. But it's always an entertaining game, and I think one of the reasons why, especially for a Bengals fan, and not to get under your skin so early in the year, but for a Bengals fan,
might as well. It's going to happen,
you know. Especially since 2005 or 2004, or maybe even since the Browns came back in the league, Bengals should beat the Browns. That's a team that the Bengals should beat. That's how Bengals fans feel.
Fans feel about the Bengals,
and
too.
And I think that's what's maybe the underlying thing.
Right, because it's almost a thing, like, if you can't beat them, then what good are you?
Right.
For both teams.
Yeah, so I love Bengals-Browns week, and it's, you know, Bengals-Steelers, I don't like the Steelers. So, I mean, that game is almost stressful for me.
Oh, it's definitely stressful because it's neither of our teams beat the Steelers.
Right, and, you know, if the Bengals are out of it and the Browns are playing the Steelers or the Browns are playing to go to the playoffs, I'll root for the Browns. I just don't root for them when they're playing the Bengals.
Right.
You know, the Steelers or you know, other teams in the NFL, I might root or choose, and that's out of envy. You know, I'm not afraid to say that's jealousy and envious or envy. What do you think the turnout of this game is going to be? Cleveland's brand new coaching staff,
mm-hmm.
brand new defensive scheme, correct?
Yes. They're switching from the 3-4 to the 4-3. The defense will be a work in progress this year. It's probably at least another year away for the defense. I think the offense will be leaps and bounds above what it was last year. They have a scheme versus no scheme, which
just,
they had
just running Peyton
Mangini,
Hillis.
Right. Versus running the ball 65-70% of the time, which they did at the end of last year. So they have an actual scheme that they could have a name for and, you know, plays for, which Mangini had a hodgepodge of schemes, and it was game specific and it was complicated. And so was their defense, was majorly complicated. I think they've simplified both sides, and Colt McCoy, and, you know, it's only preseason, but in preseason, I think he's looked pretty good.
Haven't seen all of their games. I've only seen the first one against the Packers,
mm-hmm.
and I just noticed that the number one offense for the Browns, and I don't know who was hurt, who wasn't hurt, but the Browns kind of dominated the Packers. Now, does that really matter? Not really, because no one's scheming, no one's doing anything. So it's kind of remains to be seen, but I was really impressed with Colt McCoy.
Right. Looking at Colt McCoy in the preseason versus looking at Brady Quinn, looking at Derek Anderson in the preseason, I can tell a difference right away.
Yeah.
There's balls are on target, balls are down the field, and not just to your backs and to your tight ends. And so I can tell right away he's ahead of where those guys were on the same team.
Okay, let me ask you this. Now, with the Bengals' defense is considerably better than it was last year. You have Leon Hall, who's, I would put him as one of the better cornerbacks in the league. I would put him in top 10. Definitely not in top 5, but he is a great cornerback. Nate Clements has still got it. And then we added the young safeties. Ray Maluga's in the middle. Defensive line is young and fast and caused all types of havoc in the preseason. What do you think about Colt McCoy's chances with, you know, the receiving core for the Browns? You know, you got, to me, you have Colt McCoy and Peyton Hillis.
You have a lot of, you don't have a true number one in Cleveland. You have, what you have is a collection of possession and secondary receivers and their wide receiver core. Their rookie, Greg Little, they want to him to step up into that number one role.
Right.
And it remains to be seen if he can do that. He's shown flashes so far, but I think he was drafted to be that number one guy. He's just a rookie. We don't know yet.
So
I'm very nervous about the Browns, their health right now on the offensive line, especially Eric Steinbach's out for the year.
Yeah, it's a big blow.
And their right tackle just showed up in practice in a walking boot. Now the coaches are saying, "Oh, it's just precautionary, whatever." But that concerns me too.
Yeah, you're in a boot for a reason,
right?
Yeah.
So if the Browns have a healthy offensive line, obviously Steinbach's non-factor, but if they have a healthy offensive line, I like their chances against the defensive line of the Bengals because I like the Browns' offensive line.
Okay, but they don't
Joe
have
Thomas to the center, Alex Mack to the couple of the, and they like their rookie Sean Laval, a rookie from last year. He looks like he's going to be on that left guard side. I like their offensive line.
But they don't have Steinbach.
They don't have Steinbach, no.
What do you think? What do you think for this weekend? Give me a score. I want a winner, loser, and I want to score.
I think the Browns will win.
Okay.
I think, I don't know, I just, the Bengals with Dalton, it's going to take him a little while to be able to move the offense. So I like the Browns. It's 20-14.
I like the Bengals in this one for only probably one reason and one reason only, and that's because no one has given them a shot. They're completely under the radar. The defense is 100 times better than last year.
On paper.
The offense is get rid of a couple of stupid turnovers and the offense looks really freaking good, way better than any offense we've had in recent years. They're not forcing things. Oh, better get Chad involved in the game. Let's go downfield. So I think Andy Dalton's going to struggle in the first series or two. But I really like Sed Benson. He's, you know, gained a lot of yards. He's the ticket. We run well against their defense. I think the Bengals can do it. It's not going to be high scoring. I mean, if the Bengals do it, it's going to be because of defense. I think it's going to be something in the neighborhood of, you know, Bengals win 17-13, 17-14. Maybe even 20-17. You know, I think Colt McCoy is going to move the ball. It just depends on, you know, how much. So I like the Bengals in a low scoring game on that one, and we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
All right. Before the first week of the season, you know, I hate preseason polls and not doing it, but we'd be dumb if we didn't pick division winners, wild cards, and Super Bowl champs before the stuff even happens.
Subject to change because
it will be subject to change.
I have in my hands here our list from last season, our picks from last year. I picked the Patriots to win the AFC East, the Ravens to win the North, the Colts to win the South, and the Chargers to win the West. And then I picked the Bengals and the Texans as the wild card teams.
I'm sorry.
You picked in the AFC, you picked the Pats, the Ravens, Indy, and the Chargers.
Oof.
And your wild cards were the Bengals and the Jets.
Oof.
In the NFC, you picked the Giants, the Packers, the Saints, and the 49ers. And the wild cards were Dallas, Atlanta, and the Vikings. So, and my NFC picks from last year were the Giants, the Packers, the Saints, and the 49ers. So we were the same on that.
Yeah.
And both terribly wrong. And my wild cards were the Falcons and the Vikings.
So basically what this proves is we don't know anything.
Right.
So we're going to do it again. AFC East, Dolphins, Pats, Jets, Bills. Who you like? For the division winner.
The Jets.
You like the Jets. I'm going the Pats.
Okay.
I think the Jets are still busy talking. And
if you don't like the Jets, but they've backed it up year after year. It's 2 years in a row now. They've been to the been to the mountain.
Still haven't made it to the top.
Haven't made it to the Super Bowl, but
yeah. So I'm going Pats. You're going Jets. AFC North. I'm going the Steelers.
I'm going to go Baltimore this year.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
My reasoning for that is I almost think the AFC North is kind of could be a weaker division. I don't like the Ravens. I think they're getting old. I'm not sold on Joe Flacco. I think he's decent. You take Ray Rice out of the football game and it's over. And that defense can be had. Steelers don't like the offensive line. They didn't do anything to shore it up, really, and they lost guys, and they're hurt.
But you can never count the Steelers out.
Yeah, you can never count them out.
Never count them out.
So,
I tried to count them out last year. I had them missing the playoffs, but
it never
happens that way. You would think one of these years it would happen, but
it didn't,
not going to happen.
Didn't work out. AFC South, Texans, Titans, Jags, and Colts.
I've got the Texans, especially with this news with Peyton Manning. If he misses 3 or 4 games, that might be a detriment. So if he misses the whole season, obviously, the Colts aren't going to win that division. I don't like the Jacksonville, and I don't like Tennessee this year. And so if it's any year for the Houston Texans to finally live up to expectations, it's this year.
I agree with you on the Texans. However, I'm not so sure the Tennessee Titans aren't going to be a lot better than people think. I know they got a new coaching staff, but Matt Hasselbeck, seasoned veteran, something they haven't had. I know Kerry Collins stepped in and did a good job, but as a solid, just this is the guy.
Right.
They haven't had that since Steve McNair. And so I think the Titans can surprise some people. I would put Jacksonville on that too, but they just released David Garrard. So,
I'm going with
the Texans. This is their year. They better do it. If they don't do it, fire everybody.
That's right.
Get the team out of Houston. AFC West, Chiefs, Broncos, Chargers, Raiders.
Another team that's never lived up to expectations, but I'm going to pick them this year, too. I got the Chargers.
You have the Chargers. That's a good pick. It's probably a safe pick. however,
there's a but there.
I am going to go, and this is actually a tougher pick than you think. Oakland is going to be a lot better, I think.
Is that your pick?
No, with Hugh Jackson. Kansas City, they won it last year. Chargers, you can never bet against the Chargers. I'm going the Denver Broncos.
Wow.
I like John Fox. I think he's going to whip them into shape. Kyle Orton is still there, weathered the storm. I'm not a big fan of Kyle Orton, but you can't deny what he's put up stat-wise. I think they're going to be okay. I like the horses in that division.
I like that pick. There's always a team every year that goes from last to first. It seems like the last 5 or 6 years, and so that could be the team this year.
Who do you got for the wild card in the AFC?
I've got Pittsburgh and New England. I know it's pretty chalk, but
I'm getting ready to do the same thing. Although, not really. I'm going the Jets, which
because you had the Pats. Yeah,
I have the Pats in the winning division, and then I'll go the Chargers. I think the Ravens miss out.
So you think the Ravens miss out? Okay,
absolutely. And there's not going to be a second place team or wild card team from the AFC South
or from the
North
South.
Or the South. Yeah. NFC.
Okay.
East. Redskins, Giants, Eagles, and your Cowboys.
It's not my Cowboys.
They are because you love Tony Romo.
I'm going with the Eagles to win the division. The dream team, they may not be, but I still think with Andy Reid there and with Vic, if he can stay healthy, which is the caveat for every team, but I like them to win the division.
Yeah, that is a pick that I probably should go with. However, I'm going with the Giants.
Whoa. You picked the Giants last year, too.
I'm bound to have them win. I you know, Eli Manning doesn't do anything special, but he does enough. And I think there's just a ton of pressure on the Eagles right now with, how do you pronounce his name? Nnamdi
Asamoah. Yes.
And Vic, he just signed the big contract. Yep. And name the
I tell you,
of
if
other
they
players.
Don't shore up that offensive line, then he won't be healthy for half the season because the Browns were mangling him in their preseason game.
And I'm probably going to lose this anyway because the Giants have lost a ton of people in the secondary before the season
even
starts.
They've had a lot of injuries.
So I'm probably an idiot anyway. NFC North, Bears, Packers, Vikings, Lions.
Packers.
Packers as well. Why do we even have to talk about this division?
Yeah, I think the Bears will take a step back this year.
I think the Lions actually are going to finish second in that division.
I do as well.
NFC South, Saints, Bucks, Panthers, Falcons.
I've got...
Take the Panthers. You know you want them. You Cam Newton fan.
Yeah, right. And the closest division, I think, New Orleans wins in a tiebreaker to win the division with Atlanta.
I really want to take the Falcons in this. I think they're going to be out of control, but I'm going with the Saints. I saw a couple of their preseason games, and they were absolutely unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be a crazy division. I actually think Tampa Bay takes a step back as well. NFC West, Seahawks, Cardinals, Rams, and 49ers. Do we even have to pick? Do they even get a division?
I think Arizona could force the issue here. I think they'll be better. I like Kevin Cobb. Something about him, I think... He's going to turn things around there in Arizona. He's going to have
beats. You're going Cardinals.
But I'm not going to go Cardinals. Oh, I'm going to go Rams.
I'm going Rams as well. They just did a lot. Seahawks, they lost what got them to the playoffs last year. And I don't like Charlie Whitehurst and the quarterbacks they have. It's
quarterback
abysmal.
Situation there is a mess. Unless they pick up Gerard, which is the hot rumor. But even that, I don't know.
Arizona. I just think St. Louis did a lot last year, and I think they got a lot. I think they can do a lot more this year. Mm-hmm. 49ers, forget about it. Wild cards.
I've got Atlanta. It's my first wild card, and the Detroit Lions as my second one. I'm on the bandwagon.
See, this is tough for me because since I went with the New York Giants, I have to kind of put the Eagles in the wild card, right?
Right.
So I got the Eagles in the wild card with them, and then I wanted to really, really, really wanted to go Detroit Lions here. However, I got to go with the Falcons because I think they could win their division, although I picked the Saints.
Okay.
So that's who we got. Who are we picking for Super Bowl?
Who wants to go first?
Go first. You got it all mapped out. You should see this just map quest of teams and record. He ran a season script somehow and has records and stats and everything else.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. All to come up with ridiculous.
How long did you spend on that, just real quickly?
About 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
I mapped out what the win-loss was going to be for per week. You know, who was going to win per week, even though you never know with injuries and whatever. Yeah. But yeah, it did take a while to go through that.
Who do you got for the Super Bowl?
Atlanta. And the New York Jets in the Super Bowl.
Atlanta and the Jets. Oh.
And I've got Atlanta with your Super Bowl championship.
I have got the New England Patriots. They've done a ton.
It's hard to bet against the
Patriots. Well, they've done a ton, but they've done it quietly. I do like the Jets, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the Super Bowl, but I think at the end of the day, I think the Pats are going to erase that miserable past like two postseasons they've had.
Yeah,
and they're gonna put it together. This is where Bill Belichick is. Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
So I got the Pats, and I have the.
It's tough for you to get out.
Well, I want to go Packers, but that is so tough to repeat. I'm going to go Pats and Saints. I really, really like what they're doing. And, at that point between the Pats and the Saints, I think the Saints do it again.
You think the Saints win?
Yeah.
Okay. Because last year you had the Saints and the Pats in the Super Bowl.
You're kidding.
And you had the Pats winning.
Wow. I'm going Saints. It's just funny.
Something in your brain with those two teams. Huh?
Some reason. The high poweredness of it all. I don't know. It's probably going to be the, you know,
Dallas, the Lions and the.
Yeah. Lions and the
Jaguars.
Bengals. Wishful thinking. So there's the picks. You know, we'll see what happens.
Mark them down, dude.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. Week one of the NFL season is upon us, and
we've got some games to pick.
We need to pick some games. Now, let's not do all 16 because, frankly, we don't know what we're talking about. No one does because no one knows anything about any team.
Nope.
So, week one, Steelers at the Ravens.
I got the Ravens. I think they, you know, they are an older team, as you mentioned, but I think early in the season that won't be as much of a factor as it will be later. I just think Ravens at home, week one.
I'm going Steelers. I just at this point in my life, I never bet against them. And if it's a smart bet. If I bet for them, then I expect them to win. Then they win, and my feelings aren't hurt. And if they lose, then I can get something to be excited about.
Yeah.
Lions at the Bucks. This is a horribly difficult game to call.
Mm-hmm, it is. Bucks had a surprising year last year. The Lions are my Cinderella team for this year, so I'm going to go with the Lions to get a win in week one.
I am actually going with the Lions as well. I think the Bucks take a step back for this year. They got a lot of hype.
Yep.
They play in a tough division. I think the Lions are going to catch a bunch of people off guard. And the one thing you can say is at least it's week one. We know Matt Stafford's going to be healthy.
Right.
So I'm going Lions. We're both going Lions on that one. Who's the other one? Cowboys at Jets. Rex Ryan versus Rob Ryan's defense.
Yeah, the battle of the fatties. I don't like the Cowboys. I think every year they're overrated. They're the Notre Dame of NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got the Jets in a blowout.
Yeah, I don't have the Jets in quite a blowout. But, I thought this game was going to be a lot harder to pick. But after seeing all of the injuries to the backfield, defensive backfield of the Cowboys, I think Santonio Holmes and Plaxico Burress
is
back in the NFL. I think they're just going to absolutely tear them up. I think the Jets win fairly easily, and Rob Ryan gets fired.
Week one.
Just kidding. Pats, now the two Monday night games. Patriots at the Dolphins. Patriots.
Yep, Patriots.
The Dolphins did nothing in the offseason, in my opinion.
They're going to be a 3-4 win team this year, I think.
Yeah, I mean, they look a lot like the 2010 Cincinnati Reds. I know this is a football podcast, but the 2010 Reds, they win the division. They do nothing to upgrade their team, and we're having an abysmal 2011 season. Dolphins didn't look good last year. They did nothing to make it better, except for getting Reggie Bush, which I actually like that. But they let go of Ricky and Ronnie. Keep one of them. You know, I wouldn't mind getting, you know, whatever one. Take your pick, but keep Reggie with someone. I think Reggie's going to be all right. But
he's not an every down back, which they're. Looks like they're trying to make him be.
So. No, and Brandon Marshall's, he's a number one wide receiver, but he's...
Doesn't have anybody to throw to him.
But there's four, there's that, and then there's four number three wide receivers. There's no, other go-to, really, for me. So I'm paid Patriots all the way.
Yep.
Raiders at Broncos.
This one's also a tough one
to pick. This is very tough.
I think the... Gosh, I like the Raiders this year, but in week one, I don't know. It's tough. I think I'll go with the Raiders, though. I like them to surprise some teams this year.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad call. I mean, they did finish, 8-8 last year?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah, and they were undefeated in their division.
In their division. So,
but they changed coaches.
Yeah, I think that's for the better. I really like Hugh Jackson. I think the Raiders are going to be good this year. But I'm going Broncos. It's at home. It's at Mile High. Tough place to play. First game with said new coach, although it is for the Broncos as well. But John Fox has been around the league for quite some time. So I'm going Broncos on that one.
There you go.
Yep, we'll see what happens.